It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Opening arguments begin in just a few hours in the trial of Chad Daybell.
It's a case with even higher legal stakes than the Lori Vallow Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, the reason for these high stakes is because Chad Daybell is facing the death penalty. Lori Vallow Daybell did not. KSL's legal analyst says this could make the trial much longer than hers because the case is actually split in two parts. First, the jury will weigh this case in a guilt phase, and then will follow it up with a penalty phase. Our analyst adds, in the case of a conviction and or a death sentence, the end of this trial could be just the beginning of a decade-long legal process. He says Daybell's legal team will be sure to make multiple appeals that will have to travel through state and federal courts. Chad Daybell is facing charges of the murder of his wife, and Lori Vallow Daybell's two children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, where he'll be at the courthouse in Boise, where jurors file into the courtroom this morning. Adam?
Yeah, Peter, we expect the Ada County Courthouse to be absolutely packed for this trial, just as Lori Vallow Daybell's trial was last year. There's only a handful of seats, and they were booked in a matter of seconds yesterday, so we know that those seats are going to be completely full as the jury comes in this morning. People attending in person are expected to arrive at 8 o'clock with opening statements starting not long after that. And unlike Lori's trial, this one is going to be streamed online from beginning to end. So it is going to be a lot easier to follow this as this plays out, though this trial could last a couple of months before we even potentially reach a stage where the jury could make a verdict. You can catch today's hearing and the rest of the trial on the KSL News YouTube channel. And I'll be at the courthouse to give you the very latest coverage all day. Reporting live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
While we wait to connect with our Greg Skordis, let's take a look at the weather now with Matt Johnson. It'll be a beautiful spring week, and the temps are doing their part.
Looking like an absolute beaut. 62 today, sunny skies, goes to a perfect 71 tomorrow, sunny skies. And we bump it up to 78 on the warm side Friday with mostly sunny skies. A couple of clouds lingering on Saturday, 75, a little bit cooler. Partly cloudy, 69 on Sunday.
We'll start off next week with some cloud cover in the low 60s.
Let's take you back to Boise now and KSL's legal analyst, Greg Skordis. Can you walk us through what will happen today, Greg?
Yes. We're about an hour and a half away from opening statements. We expect the state to start right close to 8:30. I imagine those remarks will go about 45 minutes to an hour, and then the defense. And I think a lot of us are really anticipating, Amanda, the defense openings to see what, if anything, Chad's going to do. Because if you recall, Lori didn't call any witnesses, didn't really present any defense except to just attack the state's case as being insufficient. And looking back, that was not the best defense, and she was obviously convicted. So I think Chad's got to put something on, and we'll hear what that's going to be today.
Greg, with all of your experience in court, I'm curious how much emphasis you put as far as a jury's decision on opening arguments on either side.
That's a great question, and I think scholars go back and forth. I've done a lot of jury trials, and some people will tell you that a lot of your jurors, or at least several of them, will make up their minds right after opening remarks. They'll come to an opinion at that point. So you can't understate them. You have to give one. Some people don't even bother with opening statements, but you absolutely have to do that. You have to come out of the chute strong. This jury wants to know what's going on with the case. They want to know what the evidence is going to be and what they're going to be listening to for the next 2 months. So I would expect both of these statements today, Tim, to be very compelling, very thorough, and a good sort of snapshot of what their case is going to be.
Do you have any sense as to what part, if any, his mental state or religious beliefs will come into play in his defense?
You know, Amanda, I wouldn't think that he's going to get very far using any of that as an excuse or as a justification. I just don't. Lori had some mental health issues. She was even declared incompetent for some time where she couldn't even stand trial. Chad hasn't even alleged that. So I don't think mental state is going to be an issue here. I think he's probably going to blame Lori a little bit, his wife, and Alex Cox, who is now deceased, because it's easy to blame somebody who's not in the courtroom. So I think that's where his defense is going to lie.
And what time does that get underway this morning?
Well, hopefully 8:30, but this case is sort of dragged on at a snail's pace. So it may start at 9, it may start at 10, but the schedule is to begin at 8:30. We should have this done. We should have openings done, Tim, before noon today.
All right, we'll check back in with you. Thank you so much for that, Greg. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, got backups on Bangor Highway getting worse between 54 and 4700 South. A pretty bad crash blocking the left turn lane to 47th and taking away the left lane of travel. So we've only got two of the three lanes open. Bangor coming down the hill in Taylorsville. Big delay. Rest of the drive, not as bad. Don't have any other big slow spots. I-15 still looking good throughout Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we have a developing story. Consumer price increases remain high last month, boosted by gas, rents, and car insurance. Those core prices were up 3.8%. The government report out this morning will likely influence the Federal Reserve as it weighs when and by how much to cut interest rates this year.
Human remains found in a remote part of Box Elder County are presumed to belong to a young man who went missing almost 2 years ago. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, 19-year-old Dylan Rounds was working in the western part of the county when he went missing back in May of 2022, following an odd run-in with a stranger. That stranger, James Brenner, was later charged of aggravated murder and desecration of a human body. Rounds' presumed remains were discovered later near the ghost town of Lucen. The remains are now with the state medical examiner to confirm whether they truly are Rounds' remains. The sheriff's office offer their sincerest condolences to the Rounds family for what has been an exceptionally challenging case. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Fallout in Arizona this morning after the state Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans abortion in nearly all circumstances. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging voters to have the final say this fall.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The only exception for an abortion in the law is if a mother's life is in danger. The law set to take effect in 2 weeks.
Political analyst Mike O'Neill at our sister station KTAR in Phoenix says the court ruling will bring a lot of attention and people to the ballot box this November.
The first impact of this is likely to be a huge boost for the citizen initiative to enshrine abortion rights in the Arizona Constitution.
He says the proposed constitutional amendment guarantees a woman's right to get an abortion until around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
Free health screenings will soon be available for elementary students in the Provo City School District. Dr. Norman Wright is the president of Norda College of Osteopathic Medicine, and he says they are partnering with the school district to have their medical students perform basic health checks on things like vital signs, height and weight, basic dental, and vision.
The school has always started with a bit of a vision and a mission to make a difference in the lives of our students, but also in the lives of our community.
Their first free health screening fair will be at Timpanogos Elementary School on May 1st for families who opt in.